Listener Production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. Jail terms of up to 14 years are being proposed in new legislation targeting people who deliberately ram police and other emergency vehicles in Queensland. Anyone who deliberately damages an emergency vehicle would face a maximum jail term of 7 years. There's been at least 60 cases of serious incidents across Queensland, the latest at Upper Coomera this week, resulting in two police officers being hospitalised. Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is today launching a new campaign calling on all sides of politics to commit to recruiting more than 11,000 additional public health staff. Follows a poll it conducted which shows out of 20,000 current workers, 46% said they were looking to quit within the next 12 months because of stress and a high workload. Some 6 months since it was launched, the state government is labelling the rollout of the Queensland Digital Licence App a success. But as our reporter Courtney Thomas explains, not all businesses are on board.
More than 460,000 Queenslanders have downloaded the app since November last year, with thousands joining daily. A Transport and Main Road spokesperson says the digital licence is legally equivalent to the physical card under Queensland law, but some businesses still only accept it for certain transactions. TMR say they are working to increase its acceptance.
The NFL has announced a new academy will open on the Gold Coast by 2026 to tap into our best sporting talent aspiring to play American football. It's hoped the AB Patterson College-based academy will launch a new generation of gridiron players similar to the success of a similar college in the United Kingdom. It'll also teach flag football before its inclusion in the 2028 Olympics. Updating sport, the Titans have bagged their first win of the NRL season, Gold Coast sneaking a 27-24-point win against the Warriors in Auckland. Captain Kieran Foran says it is a relief.
Oh, over the moon. Oh, just relieved. Geez, we made it hard on ourselves in the second half, but oh, that feels good. It's been a long time coming.